I lost my allegiance for the Niners when they skipped over me six times, 22 years ago and drafted Giovanni Camarazzi after they had me do a local workout with Steve Mariucci, and they decided they didn't, I wasn't good enough to play there. So after that decision was made, I could really care less about 49er football.
Catch KNBR at your crib
on your Amazon Echo smart speaker.
Now back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Look at Tom Brady giving his the chip on his shoulder and the cyborg mentality. I must kill 49ers.
Can you be a great champion in any sport without a chip on your shoulder? Honestly, I'm just asking. It seems like they all have
Barry
a chip.
Barry Bonds.
Big chip.
Did Tim Lincecum have a chip on his shoulder?
Probably.
Did Matt Cain have
small.
A chip on
Tim
his shoulder?
Probably told he was too small.
Did Buster hundreds. Have a chip yeah. on his shoulder?
Probably.
After Scott Cousins, maybe.
He yeah, did. Could be.
Connection made. All right. One of our all-time favorites. Former 49er head coach, California Golden Bear head coach, Iron Mountain, Michigan's own. Original childhood Green Bay Packer fan, Steve Mariucci, on the UMA guest line. It's always a blessed occasion, Mooch, to have you on. Happy New Year, I guess. I know people joke about how late you can say that.
Yeah, we're still in January.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Mooch.
Gosh, that was a warm welcome, fellas. Good morning. Murph and Mac and Mooch in the morning.
Hey,
That works.
Hey, listen, if things go sideways on NFL Network, we got a chair for you here,
man. We have room.
It's been sideways for me for 17 years over there.
Nice, man.
Packers, Niners, man. Nine. This is the ninth one, Steve, since 95. It went from
Here
zero.
We go again.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Yeah, I can't wait for this game, man. I got, I have Packers season tickets, right? I don't know if you know that. You probably asked me for some at one point in my life. But I got my kids and relatives fighting over these tickets. It's going to be a big one. And first, just the Niners getting there with that great win over there at Dallas, man. And that's a heck of a rivalry too, right? Mm-hmm. And so here we go. The weather is going to be nice and cool. And the Lambeau fans are going to be wound up. And Jimmy G has beaten Aaron Rodgers before. And they know how to win these kind of games. And so it's going to be one of those right down to the wire games, I believe.
You know, we just had Tom Silverstein, who I know you know from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He said, it won't be that bad. He's no meteorologist, but he says basically probably no snow that night. So, but nighttime versus day, obviously a little different. But to your mind, could the Niners survive and thrive if it's 10 degrees out and no snow?
It's not the... It's not so much the snow. It's not so much the cold. It would be the wind. And I got a feeling it won't be all that windy. The wind calms down, at nighttime. That's why we're trying to put lights on our ski jump at Iron Mountain, because you get the tournament canceled during the day because it's windy. But at night, the winds calm down. So if you're a throwing team, the wind really bothers you. But the Niners are not really a throwing team. They don't throw the ball all that much outside the numbers. They're more play action and run the football, obviously. So I don't think the weather and wind and snow and all that will be much of a factor. You're going to see some guys going out there trying to go with no sleeves on. You watch.
Oh, yeah. No, Mooch, the tough guys always have to show you how tough they are with the short sleeves.
Sterling Sharp used to always go out like that with his arms. He liked to. Weights. Yeah, and then he was crazy. But we'll see who does that.
Coach, talking about some of the players on the field and some of the players involved in the game, obviously a lot of it's going to revolve around Aaron Rodgers. And we've been talking this. Obviously, what a great season he's had. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But yet, he's had a hard time with the 49ers in the postseason. He's 0-3 lifetime against the Niners in the postseason. My question is, Steve, is that something that would ever even enter his mind, the fact that he's had a hard time against one team like the Niners? Or is that something guys like us talk about and those guys don't even think about?
Yeah, good question. I think we talk about that. And, I think you guys know Aaron Rodgers a little bit. He's been around. I don't think he gives a darn about that or what we say or a few years ago or anything. All that guy worries about or thinks about is what's in front of him. And he's amazing. We just watch these quarterbacks in the league, and the league's in good shape with a lot of good quarterbacks. But he's a cut above. I mean, he just doesn't turn the ball over. It's amazing how accurate of a thrower he is and how quick release. And it's just, how do you stop this guy? But, you know, if he gets pressure, he's not been that good this year against pressure, and the 49ers know how to pressure quarterbacks. That's for sure. That front seven, or even their front four, they rotate guys. It's not just Nick Bosa. It's Armstead, and it's all of them that put pressure on quarterbacks. That's where you can get that guy if you get people in his face all day.
He threw two interceptions in the NFC Championship game in 2019. Tom Silverstein was suggesting to us his history shows he's not as dominant in the playoffs as in the regular season. That could be a thing, Steve. You're chuckling.
Tom, I'm going to call him up. When you only throw four interceptions all year and then you throw a couple in one game, the statistics are really skewed. But, you can't count on having a couple interceptions against him. Yeah, you try. Yeah, you hope. But you got to try to just stop him, make him punt, and score some points. And they better figure out how to stop that Devontae Adams kid from Pally High School right over here off the street, because he's as good as they get, and that combination has been just crucial. So I'm anxious to see, and you got Joe Barry. He's a friend of mine who's on my staff with the Niners. He's a defense coordinator over there too with the Packers. A lot of good storylines here, but this is going to be – these might be the two best teams in the playoffs. Winner goes to the Super Bowl. We'll see, but two really excellent teams.
Joe Barry was on the Niners staff with you? What was he – I missed that. When was he there?
Yeah, you missed a lot of stuff. You know, he had to – so, you know, he married Chrissy Marinelli, Rod Marinelli's daughter, right? He got four kids and all that, you know, so he was around. But he was defensive quality control. And he kind of learned his ropes. I kind of hired him too. I hired Dan Quinn out of Hofstra University to be a defensive quality control. A lot of these, they get these young coaches, you get your start, just getting coffee and donuts and doing the grinder work as a quality control, like many of us did. And then if you got a good work ethic and you learn and you study, maybe you advance. And I'm proud of these young coaches, and he's one of them.
You hear that, kids? Sometimes you got to start getting the coffee and the donuts, and then you learn, you study.
Yeah.
We got people around here, Mooch. They don't bring us coffee, Mooch. Oh, we got to get our own.
I wish they would. Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You know what? It's called earning your stripes, people. You know, you got to just start someplace down low, and you got to work, and you got to show them that you got a work ethic and that you're willing to learn and you don't have all the answers.
Right.
And then you grow and you learn, and all of a sudden maybe you get a little promotion, and then you take your time and do it the right way. And then when you're in a position for a nice job, you're ready for it. Not just given the job, you're ready for it.
There you go. You know, Matt LaFleur. Like, you could follow, he started at Saginaw Valley State as a grad assistant.
He played for my buddy Randy Ori, who was our running back with Izzo on Iron Mountain High School. Randy was the head coach. And then Matt LaFleur, heck, he coached at the Northern Michigan University, where I went to school.
NMU.
And Robert Sala, too. He was a tight end there, and all kinds of guys started there. And so, yeah, you got to start someplace, right? Where did you start, Mark?
I started typing up high school track reports for the Mill Valley Record on a manual typewriter. Then I would slide him under the door jamb of the office because it was closed at night. And then that was it, man. And then from there, off we go. Off we go, buddy. manual typewriter, Steve. Hey, no joke. Hey, I didn't get an electric one until college. Hey, you mentioned Hofstra. We have to bring this up because it's going around this week. Tom Brady's mad. Like, he's always mad, right? So he said he plays with that chip on his shoulder. Paulie was just asking, do you have to have a chip to be great?
Well, because it seems like a lot of the great champions do.
He's mad at the Niners, and he even named you.
That's true. Yes. He did.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay, well, he said, I've lost all my allegiance with the Niners after they passed over me six times.
And he did, yeah.
And he said,
everybody passed over him six times.
He said, and after I worked out for Steve Mariucci and they wanted Gio Carmazzi. So he's still saying this, Steve, 25 years later.
That's awesome. I love Tom. so remember we used to do those local combines before the draft, you know, for kids that either didn't get invited to the combine or wanted another workout kind of thing. We always bring in about 50, 60 kids that were from the area. You're allowed to do that if you have a kid that went to a local high school or a local college, and he was a local high school guy. So we had about 60 guys in for a workout, and he was one of them. Yeah. And so you can't get to know guys very well. It wasn't a private workout or anything. It was a bunch of kids. But anyway, and as you know, we're looking for a guy that's going to replace Steve Young, right? An athletic kind of guy. And that's kind of the way we wanted to play football back, you know, with that West Coast offense. So Tom was in a kind of a drop back category for us. And we were looking more for the athletic kind of quarterbacks. And they're hard to find. And heck, we ended up having a couple of swings and misses and then eventually finding the Jeff Garcia kind of guy, right?
Yeah, it's true. And they listen, I mean, you know, like the Patriots moved heaven and earth to go get him. They picked him at the end of the, you know. But, hey, Tommy will find a way, man. Tommy will find a way.
He's awesome. I just marvel at that. Just not just watching him play, but just look at his face. Look at him. He looks like he's still 25 years old. He's still, I don't know, he found the fountain of youth someplace.
Well, it's getting creepy now, Smooch. You know, we know this Alex Guerrero guy might be making some sort of deal with the devil.
Checking him like, yeah, like the $6 million man. I'm like convinced we're going to see some wires in there.
Paulie thinks he's bionic.
Yeah,
there's some chrome behind the face.
He's like a
cyborg.
Yeah.
He's just playing. How do you lead the NFL in touchdown passes and passing yards when you're 44 years old?
That's what I'm saying.
44 years old, I got out of bed slow. I don't even know why. You just hurt everywhere. And so he wants to keep playing. And you know what? He can because he's not descending at all in any of his skills. And so it's kind of fun to watch that. It's kind of, I mean, for all the athletes of the world, they're watching this guy and going, how in the world does he do it?
Mooch, we were just talking about this maybe an hour ago before you came on about the future for Tom Brady. Just knowing him like you do, if he were to win a Super Bowl this year, do you think it would even cross his mind to say maybe this is a good time to stop playing?
I don't know. I don't know. I think when he says something, he feels like he should stick to his word.
Yeah.
And he has said, how many times have you seen him? I want to play when I was 45.
True.
Till I'm 45. Yeah. He has said that many, many times. And I don't see him audibling on that one. I think if he wins another one, won't be easy this year. Trust me, it's not going to be easy. They're a little banged up, and there's some other really good teams. But I think he plays again, regardless.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Wow.
He gets hurt.
Well, how about the team that you have a season ticket for, Aaron Rodgers? Another Silverstein quote was, he said, you know, Aaron's kind of has the feel of the way he's played and the way he's talked that this is his last year with the Packers. And he said there's some real-life stuff there. The Packers are way over the cap, way over the cap. They got cap issues. What's the Mooch take, NFL Network's own Steve Mariucci, on the possibility of Rodgers playing somewhere else next year, and where do you think it would be?
I hope it's in Green Bay, right? I want my kids to keep fighting over the Packers season tickets. Mm-hmm. After Favre and Rodgers are gone, after 30 years of great quarterbacking, I don't know what happens over there. I don't know if Jordan loves the answer. And so I hope he stays with the Green Bay Packers. But you know how it goes. I mean, Favre left and Montana left and Marino left and people leave. And it's not because they don't love him. It's because they can't afford him. And then you got guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen now making $43, $45 million a year. And Aaron Rodgers is, $33 million a year? Not that that's poverty or anything. It's just a matter of if he's the MVP, feels like he could be the highest paid guy or should be the highest paid guy. And if they can't do it, maybe somebody else will. I'm sure somebody else will. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to need a guy, but they're kind of intimating that they don't want to give up the ranch just to go get one quarterback. I think they're going to do that. But is Seattle going to need a quarterback if Russell Wilson leaves? Is Denver going to need a quarterback? But all I know is wherever Aaron Rodgers would go to, if that happens, they're not going to be as good as the Green Bay Packers. He will have to step back on a team that is going to try to get to the Packer level, because he could be a contender for the next 2, 3, 4 years if he stays there.
How long you had those season tickets?
Since I was coaching back then.
Back with the Holmgren days?
I put my kids on the season ticket waiting list. They got like 130,000 names on the season season ticket waiting list for 4 tickets apiece.
Yeah.
And I got them when I was coaching, but I put all 4 of my kids on that in the 90s. They're still on the list. They haven't. They're not going to see a ticket. They're not going to see a ticket. So that's Packers. You know, Packer fans, man, it's like, gosh, it's if somebody gets divorced, like you get the house, I get the Packer ticket.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't asked you about our fellow Paisan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and what you've seen from him this year. In March, he was told by his team, we don't like you. We're bringing in a younger version of you that we love named Trey Lance.
They didn't say that, Murphy.
Well, they did. They did, though.
Say that exactly. They just brought another guy in. They brought another guy in for the Aaron Rodgers too, and that doesn't mean they don't like you.
He's still pissed about it. But my question is,
you have a chip on your shoulder. You know,
back to the chip. Here we go. So my question is,
some kind of motivation in life, and then they look for something.
How you've seen Jimmy handle this whole thing? How he's played. The haters are out there. They say he's going to make bad. Jimmy's going to make a brutal mistake every time. He's in the playoffs. Lance is waiting. He doesn't know where he's playing next year. What's your download on your fellow Paisan?
Yeah, well, you know what? I tip my hat to the guy because he is the Rodney Dangerfield of quarterbacks in our league, and I don't know why he doesn't get credit for that great winning record. You pay your quarterback to win, all right? Yeah, and if he can throw for yards, he needs style points, and if he can do it, fine. But you pay him to win. Well, when he plays, he usually wins. And so, and you know what? He doesn't look over his shoulder like some guys would. You know, you move up and get a Trey Lance, who's very promising, and Jimmy just flat out beat him out. And nobody's talking about, oh, we should play Trey Lance right now, give us a better chance. No, doesn't even come into the conversation. So Jimmy makes, what is he, $23, $25 million a year?
Yeah, right.
And they might need that money for Nick Bosa next year, right? Yeah. They got to pay Nick.
Yeah.
And the Niners have a lot of high-paid guys. Trent Williams is the highest-paid tackle, and Juszczyk is the highest-paid fullback, and Fred Warner was the highest-paid linebacker until somebody leapfrogged him, and Kittle is the highest. I mean, they've got their money tied up in a handful of guys, and then there's not much left for the rest of them. So that's why I think they probably need Jimmy's money for Nick Bosa. But darn it, he's done a good job. And then he throws a pick against the Dallas Cowboys, and the ball just got away from him. And everybody's like, see, I told you, he choked. And it's like, come on, they won the game, right? They won the game. He played very, very well at times. So I like the guy. He's done a good job for them in their scheme. They run the ball, and they don't ask him to carry the team on his shoulders. Because they play great defense and run the ball. They're never too far out of the game where he has to throw 50 times anyway. So just leave the guy alone. He's doing good,
yeah.
Right?
That's right, Mooch.
You're not fit for the haters of Twitter, Steve. You're just not fit for them. They come, and they come at him like wolves.
Yeah, they'll come at me now because I'm defending the guy a little
bit.
Yeah,
you're in trouble, totally.
You ride with Jimmy G, you're going to be opening yourself up to, you're opening yourself up to the arrows of criticism here, man. That's how Jimmy is. And here they are in the semifinals, man. Hey, Mooch, on the way out, come on, who wins? Give me the prediction.
I'm not giving you a prediction yet. I don't know yet because we have to do a prediction, as you know, on game day morning every Sunday. And it's like, I always wait. These either-or games, I always wait to get the injury report, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just face it. It's the guys who are playing that are going to win this game. What do you know about Nick Bosa? Huh? What are you hearing over there?
Well, we're hearing the same things you are, which is, I don't know.
We don't know yet, right?
So that's the thing. I try to find out. I hope Fred Warner is able to go. You know, he came out of that game with an ankle.
Right.
And then, we'll see about Green Bay. But Green Bay's trying to get some guys back. David Bakhtiari, he's a Bay Area guy.
Yeah.
He played snaps at left tackle last week, like 20-some snaps, just to get him back healthy for the first time. Jair Alexander, and, you got Za'Darius Smith trying to come back healthy. So that all makes a difference when it depends on who's playing and who's not in a evenly matched game like this. And playoff games are all evenly matched. So I kind of wait and watch the injury report.
Mooch, you're the best. Who winds up getting the tickets in the end? Who gets them?
Well, my son, Steven, is going to fly up from Nashville with his wife, and his best friend from high school is going to go up, four of them are going to go up for this, and they're just going to wear their thermals and do their thing. I said, I dare you to take your shirt off like those guys with the bare chest and get on television, and I don't think he's going to do that.
All right. We won't rehash the story of the time you took off your clothes at Northern Michigan. Wow. All right?
Hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a whole nother story, huh?
Yeah.
He's making stuff up now, man.
That's news, Mooch. Fake news. Hey, man, we'll look for your prediction on NFL Network.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Tune in. Find out.
Thank you, Steve.
Mooch.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you.
He's the best. Steve Mariucci.
You know what we figured out today? Because earlier in the show, we just kind of stumbled onto this Tone Loc thing that he might be the guy that can save the country at this point. I'm going to add a couple of other just great humanitarians to add to the list that's going to recover and cure the country. Tone Loc, Weird Al Yankovic, Dwayne Kuiper, and Steve Mariucci. Those four people.
That's it.
That's going to solve the problem.
Paulie's laid the plan for America.
A new Mount Rushmore.
104.5 and 680. These four leaders.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.